Welcome to the News Corp US Open podcast on the 18th of November 2025. Asia Pac stocks extended losses following Wall Street's sharp decline, with tech names among the main laggards. Sentiment stayed risk-off across the region as markets awaited key US data and central bank remarks. US jobless claims rose to 232,000 for the week ending October 18th, with continuing claims at 1.957 million. Traders are now eyeing the ADP weekly estimate, factory orders, and durable goods figures. Fed speakers Barr and Barkin are also due to speak. US equity futures are modestly lower, while the dollar index trades choppily between 99.39 and 99.60 as markets digest the mixed tone. In Asia-Pac markets, the Nikkei 225 fell sharply, the ASX 200 traded defensively, and the Hang Seng lagged. BOJ Governor Ueda said FX should reflect fundamentals, and the RBA noted policy could hold steady or ease depending on data. Baidu and Xiaomi both beat earnings expectations. European stocks are deeply in the red, with the Stoxx 600 down 1.3%, extending the risk-off sentiment from Asia-Pac and the US. Healthcare outperforms on strength in Roche, while autos, tech, and basic resources lag. The EU Commission opened investigations into Amazon and Microsoft's cloud services under the Digital Markets Act, while Barclays set a 2026 Stoxx 600 target of 620, upgrading mining and diversified financials. In FX, the euro is flat to slightly lower near 115.83, tracking the dollar's movements. The yen is also flat after firming earlier on safe haven flows and continued verbal intervention from Japanese officials. Cable trades in a narrow 131.46 to 131.76 range as traders await BOE commentary and Wednesday's inflation report. The Aussie and Kiwi are little changed, while the PBOC set the dollar-yuan midpoint at 7.0856. Over to fixed income, treasuries are firmer, supported by the cautious tone, with modest gains after the jobless claims release. Bunds and gilts move higher in tandem, while China began marketing a $4 billion bond sale. In commodities, crude benchmarks rebounded from overnight lows, with WTI near 59.90 per barrel and Brent around 64.25 per barrel. Gold hovers above 4,000 per ounce after briefly dipping below, and copper remains under pressure near 10.66p per ton. Rio Tinto will cut alumina output by 40% from 2026, and Goldman Sachs warned of possible LNG storage congestion in Europe by 2028-29. Bitcoin rebounded to around 92,000, and Ethereum held near 3,000. On trade, the EU plans restrictions on aluminium scrap exports, while Germany's finance minister urged diversification in rare earth supply chains. Geopolitically, the UN approved a US-led Gaza stabilization force, though Hamas rejected the move. The US Treasury said sanctions on Russian oil firms are biting, and President Trump confirmed plans to sell F-35s to Saudi Arabia. In Asia, Japan's ministers reiterated concern over FX volatility, while the RBA minutes stressed patience and data dependence. Looking ahead, data includes US ADP weekly estimate, US factory orders for August, US durable goods for August. Speakers include Bowie Pill and Dingra and Fed's Barr and Barkin. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.